Mike, it is 6:40. Happy birthday to all of us. WTOP's Wine of the Week is 5 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scott, you don't look 5 years older.
I feel 10 years older.
And to celebrate, we are going to talk about, yes, some five-year-old wine. So Scott is here for the Wine of the Week. First, Scott, do many wine drinkers turn their noses up at younger wines like that?
Well, younger, 5 years old is a little bit, you know, I mean, most consumers are buying wine on their way home. They're picking up a bottle to crack open that night. So most people are drinking a wine that's maybe 1 or 2 years old. Mm-hmm. So 5 years old, it's actually got a little bit of age on it for the average consumer. But the good news is 5 years ago, it was the 2009 vintage, and that was a pretty good vintage worldwide. So we're pretty, we're pretty lucky to be able to talk about some fun wines, not only with a little bit of age on them, but are available pretty widely in our area.
Well, I've got some age on me, but I'm not available.
Hey,
let's talk about something from Portugal.
Yes, the 2009 Quinta do Casal Monteiro Red. This is from the Douro Valley of Portugal. It's made primarily from Touriga Nacional, but also got little bits and pieces of Touriga Franca, Cabernet Sauvignon, a little Tinto Ruiz in there. It's a great wine. Bouquet, really intense ripe fruit, hints of plum and berry, juicy and fresh on the palate. I really like it. It's got a firm structure, long and luscious finish. Little, you know, I'd probably drink this with some spicy dishes, maybe some, you know, mature cheeses like me. That's $10.
Nice.
$10 for this wonderful aged wine.
Well, let's just move over a few miles to Spain. What you got there?
Hola. Let's go to Spain. The 2009 Bodega Sierra Salinas, Puerto Salinas. Now, this is from Valencia, Spain. This is probably my favorite example of a fantastic value in a wine. It's made from Monastrell, Granaca, Cabernet Sauvignon, aged for a year in both old and new French oak. Beautiful, beautiful notes of rotar, melted asphalt, blackberry liqueur on the nose. Then you get graphite, forest floor, red berry fruit. It's complex, full body, rich and intense, just wonderfully balanced. $16, folks.
I never thought I'd want to eat some street, but you know, you make it sound so appetizing. Scott, two other places very far apart, South Africa and Italy.
Yes, well, South Africa, you know, just because a wine is a white wine doesn't mean it can't age. And from the coastal region of Paarl in South Africa comes the beautifully, fully mature 2009 Glencarlu Chardonnay. It's fermented in French oak barrels, and then it's aged for 10 months surly, meaning on its yeast and sediments. But the palate is full, soft, flavors of peach, nectarine, little lemon-lime in there. Then you get these wonderful notes of vanilla from the oak aging. Oh, the lingering finish is crisp and clean. Little touch of citrus in there, kind of reminiscent of lemon drops on the finish. I really like that. $20.
Lovely.
And a Chianti Classico?
Yes, the 2009 Conocchia Sorrento Chianti Classico from Tuscany. Beautiful, soft, full, abundant with ripe red berry and cherry fruit on the lush palate. I really like this wine. Excellent balance between those sweet tannins, fresh fruit, and bright acidity, which is what I really think makes a fantastic Chianti. Then you get little red berries and spice on the versatile on the finish. I think it's a versatile wine. I'd love to have this with, say, pasta or a few meat dishes. $20.
Well, happy birthday or happy anniversary,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, you too, guys. It's been fun. Yeah,
you make our job better.
Let's keep it going.
All right. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what to drink with your next meal, check out his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
We'll get you.